I'm Libby Collins on Wisconsin Weekend Morning News. Short show today. We're only here until 9 o'clock this morning. And speaking about the Brewers after that game last night, there's only one movie that Brewers fans want to see this week. And I talked with Mark Cass from Team Lammy.
We had 9 of the players actually in for the opening night earlier this week on Wednesday out in Brookfield at the Majestic Theater. And it's like, you know, it's been 42 years since this World Series. And they're still rock stars to fans. Fans lined up early. We sold out all of our tickets quickly for the event. There were over 300 at the premiere. But we brought them out for a photo with just to get them. And there was like, I mean, they're still rock stars. Everybody wanted to see him. Everybody wanted autographs. They wanted photos. They wanted to talk to him. And it was just an amazing thing. We sold out. We added an overflow screen for that night for another 100 people or so. Then we added a preview the next night on Thursday. Sold out that in like 3 or 4 hours. We had 180 people for that. And now the movie itself has started on Friday. And on Friday, we actually had to add 20 additional screens just because of the demand. It actually originally started with 63 showings. We added 20 more showings. So there were over 83 showings of the movie on Friday alone just because of the demand.
All right. Now, for those of us who weren't able to get to the premiere, maybe didn't get there here the last couple of days, where can we see this film?
Only in the Marcus Theaters. There are Marcus Theaters throughout the state. So it's in Appleton, it's in Green Bay, it's in La Crosse, it's in Wausau. All over the Milwaukee area. You can go to the Ridge in New Berlin. You can go to down in Oak Creek. It's a couple hour movie. And what's interesting about this documentary, and it's a documentary, and you think, oh, okay, it's a documentary. It's no narrator. It's just interviews with these players. They got to virtually all of the major players who played on that team, along with Bob Uecker and Commissioner Selig, who was the owner of the Brewers at the time, just interview them about the season, about the playoffs, about the World Series. Remember, Libby, I don't know if you remember that. It was a crazy season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about 60 days in or so, it was early June, they fired their manager. They actually hired Harvey Keene. Then they went on this great run, and they won all kinds of games. But they got down to the end of the season, and they were up 3 games heading into the last 4 games in Baltimore. They lost the first 3, had to win on Sunday to make the playoffs, and then won on Sunday to make the playoffs. They hopped on a plane after a huge party, went out to Anaheim, and actually played the Angels in the playoffs, lost the first 2 out in California. They had to fly home, win the next 3, and then won the next 3 to make it to the World Series. Went up in the World Series 3-2. Everybody thought the Brewers were going to win the World Series, but unfortunately it didn't happen. Hopped on a plane to fly home after the World Series thinking, okay, it's over. And they were told, we've heard that there's going to be a parade for you guys. And they're like, ah, what do you mean? We lost. And he's like, okay, I mean, it'll be no big deal. Well, it ended up being thousands and thousands of us, and I was actually one of them, who lined Wisconsin Avenue and then filled the stadium to welcome this team home. And they were shocked. They talk about how it was one of the greatest things they ever saw. They actually thought that they had won the World Series, and it was actually a larger parade than what happened in St. Louis for the Cardinals. Think about that. The team that won the World Series had a smaller outing than they did in Milwaukee.
Oh, just an amazing story. And again, the film, just a bit outside, about the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. It's playing now at all the Marcus Theater around the state. Mark Cass, it is always great to have you here.
Yeah, my Sunday's now made. You know, I'm going to just have a smile all day because I got to talk to Libby and all of her listeners. But I would just encourage them to go see this movie. There's some stories in there that you've never heard before. You're going to learn a lot about this team we all loved.